The Life 100.3 25th anniversary party is August 16th at Cedarview Church in Newmarket. Get your tickets. A special guest is Matthew West. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, and he's an author. His latest book is an encouraging 30-day devotional called My Story, Your Glory. Matthew West, hey there, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to talk to you guys.
Matthew, what's harder, writing a book or writing a song?
I would definitely say writing a book is harder. It's just, you know, especially after years of kind of trying to perfect the craft of telling a story in a 3-minute song and making it rhyme, you know, to begin to unpack a message on a deeper level. It's just a lot more words for starters. And I also think the book writing can be a lot more isolating. You know, when you're writing songs, it can be communal and you've got your songwriters around you, but the book is it's a battle of the mind for sure, but it's one that I really enjoy and I'm super proud of this new book.
At what age did you realize that you wanted to be an author?
Well, actually, somebody else realized it for me. And that was my mom, who just kind of, she's always had a way of just seeing things that I can't see at the time. And she encouraged me years ago. She said, you know, I know you love writing songs, but I just feel like the Lord's put it on my heart that someday God's going to use your gift of words to not just write songs, but to write books as well. And of course, I laughed that off and I reminded her of all of my report cards in school and, you know, just kind of dismissed that thinking, well, you know, that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm not good enough for that or that kind of thing. But lo and behold, over the years, I would write a song and sometimes I would just feel like there was, you know, I was trying to write that song in 3 minutes and, you know, just felt like there was more to the story.
Yeah, it could turn into like a 17-minute song.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. And so that's, I think, what I started to point towards. Man, you know, I could really unpack the message of this particular song on a deeper level. And that's what led me to writing books. And now I'm talking to you guys today, celebrating the release of my 6th book. And I, even more significantly, have learned not to underestimate when my mom tells me something.
Always listen to the mama.
Now, you've outlined the chapters with different sort of topics. Did one of the chapters really just kind of connect with you in a special way?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that's important is, I would say there's a few things that jump to mind when you ask that question. You know, day 7 is a chapter that talks about shame. And I think, so each chapter is, it's like my identity, your glory, my purpose, your glory, my service, your glory. Mm-hmm. It's all different aspects of our life and how they can bring God glory. And I don't know that anybody would ever think that their shame could bring God glory. Mm. But I think it's important to look at the parts of our stories that have already been written, the parts that we wish were never written. And if we had our way, we'd rip them out of the
mm-hmm.
book.
And we'd edit those right out.
Yeah.
But we can't, you know?
That's right.
And I think in the beginning of the book, I talk about how just the beginning of the written word, people have been trying to find a way to erase mistakes, right? They, back in the day, they used moist bread to erase mistakes. And then somebody created the eraser. And then a secretary created whiteout. Remember
mm-hmm.
whiteout?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Now, of course, we have the delete button on our laptop.
Yes.
And, you know, if only we had a delete button for the stories of our lives, but we don't. And so what do we do with those shameful parts of our stories that we're not proud of? Well, I think we serve a God who gives us a chance to not rewrite our stories, but reframe the chapters that have already been written. And so just, I think there's power in looking behind us and going, God, He really is a miracle-working God, and He can use even the parts of our stories that we wish were never written
mm-hmm.
somehow, some way, to bring Him glory. One of the things that informs the books that I write are the stories that I collect from people. And,
right.
you know, I think one of the predominant themes and messages of the people that I've come across, the stories that have been sent to me throughout the years, have been people who've been so defeated by choices that they've made or chapters that have been handed to them, difficult childhoods, whatever it may be, that have led them to believe that their story is insignificant, their story doesn't matter, their story is maybe disqualified, like maybe their story has been written off because they're too messed up. Matter of fact, yesterday I was inside the walls of a maximum security prison in Pennsylvania, and I sang for about 150 inmates before my actual concert that night. And, you know, I'm standing in front of an audience of a pretty rough looking group of guys. And you better believe, I mean, you could see it in their eyes. It was like, do they think that their story still has value? Do they think that there's a God who can still redeem their story? Many of those guys were serving life sentences. What good can possibly come? And I had the opportunity just to kind of share the good message of Jesus and the good message of the gospel that, you know, God's had a long history of using the outcasts and the underdogs and the misfits and the people who royally messed up. Mm-hmm. You know, let's look at Moses. Let's look at David. Let's look throughout Scripture at Peter. Some of the heroes of the faith screwed up royally, and yet God used their stories to bring him glory. So I think that's what I wanted these pages to be dripping with inspiration, being reminded that we can be following the footsteps of the heroes of the faith, that we've got some messy chapters, but our stories are still can have a great impact for God's kingdom.
Matthew West is a singer, songwriter, and author. His latest book is called My Story, Your Glory. Plus, he will headline our 25th anniversary concert. Get your tickets at lifeonline.fm. Matthew West, thanks for being with us.
Hey, anytime. Always great to talk with you. Thanks, guys.